This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. Eddie, I hate to ask, I missed what you played there at the top of the hour. I heard Al's voice, but I did not hear what it was. Oh, King of All Thongs. Yes, King of All Thongs, Al Dukes. Indeed.
Jerry said there's a YouTube channel from a guy named King of All Thongs that just live streams thong like beauty pageants.
Yeah, he had that on the computer the other day. It was insane. It was actually, he claimed it was a thing that popped up next into YouTube, but... You know, King of All Thongs right after whatever he was looking at. Actually, you know what? It might have been true because he was looking up the True Detective nude scene. So, and it popped up. But yeah, I was watching it with him. I mean, it was that's what it was basically. It was just an entire
thong. Just a guy pulling up.
Yeah.
Just videoing thongs.
You know, it would have been great if you were here the other day.
Why? What happened?
No, because I was going through all the, like, when 90s R&B got, like, really creepy. There for a while,
period was that? Because I grew up on 90s R&B, and it was everything. I'm talking about Silk Pajamas Blowing in the Wind.
No, I'm talking about the thong song with Cisco.
Oh, yes.
And because that was my Belport Class of 2000 song of the class. Was
Thong, the thong, the thong?
Yeah, we chose thong song. And then it was the song Too Close, which is basically about... You know, dancing too close and you know, getting...
Oh, that was by Next.
Yeah.
Yes.
So those were the ones we were playing the other day. I was playing them for Jerry because these guys had no idea.
You were probably dry humping your tail off back then. He's just burning out that zipper.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
Fair. Hard to argue.
Yeah, you look like he was just dry humping your eyes rolling in the back of your head.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what was going on. I don't think that was too out of character. At that point, for anybody at that age.
Yeah, I was a scoop and score type guy.
Even back then, even like 16, 15.
Oh, man.
Yeah, wow. Good for you.
I was wearing sofas out.
Yeah.
There wasn't a sofa that didn't know my name.
Oh, man. Yeah, but the Next, that was one. And then, you know, Cisco. What was the group Cisco was in? Remember that?
He
was
in... Oh, Drew Hill.
Drew Hill. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love Drew Hill.
See, these are the things. I was a big Peaches and Cream 112.
112, yeah. That was a good era.
It was.
Good music. They don't have that anymore.
They don't, man.
No,
they really don't.
I don't know what these kids singing about. Hear me, I'm like the old man on the porch. Back in my day.
Well, it is. I mean, it is true. That's why I like anything that sounds like that era. Because you'd be surprised to hear. Now, I went to Belport High School, a very diverse high school.
Why would I be surprised that you went to a diverse school?
No. It's hold on. I'm setting something up. Okay. You would be surprised. I owned like lots of Fat Farm and Rock-A-Wear stuff.
I'm not surprised by that.
You're not at all?
I used to bounce when I was at Hofstra. I bounced in Long Beach at a club called Bridgeview, And when I was there, there was a time, this was the era when 50 Cent had hit.
Oh, yeah.
And growing up, Gotti was running rampant through Long Island. You know that whole era?
Yeah.
So Tuesdays was teenage night, and Saturdays was adult night. And the kids on Tuesday that would come in all had hip-hop apparel. Like, it was more than the Brothers Zone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking about the string, you know, the tank tops and the headbands and all this other nonsense, the platinum chains. I mean, it was insane. So I'm not surprised that you also was a part of that wave.
Yeah, I mean, I had like the, I didn't go like tank tops and chains. It wasn't a jewelry guy. It was more like
big jerseys, wristbands,
yeah,
baggy jeans type thing.
So I remember having like these pair of like,
this is
like,
when you were fat.
No, I was in high school. So it was just, I was normal. I was kind of like this weight. Yeah.
Okay. So you weren't, when did you get fat? At Hofstra?
No, it was after
you
that.
Got married.
No, it was 2018. I was the biggest I was.
Right.
So, and I was also, there was a stretch there in Pittsburgh, 2012 and 2018 were big years for me.
Too many big years.
And then I blew up again after 2018 and went back up. And then 2022 was another fat year for me. So 18, 22, it goes back and forth. It's a fluctuation is what it is. It's been the story of my whole life. But no, there's a picture of me and my friend when we were in high school. And I had an Eddie George Titans jersey on.
Fire.
Backwards, it was like a minor league baseball hat. I forget what it was. It was a backwards hat. And we used to wear these Nike headbands around our necks. I don't know why. I have no idea. And I had Fat Farm jeans on that were like reflector almost, and Tim's. And we're standing in front of my friend's Honda Accord that had a spoiler on it in the parking lot of the Smith Haven Mall. It is, I mean, it is as different, just a world. I don't know what I was doing.
Others were dressed like you.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
And you got chicks?
Not at that time, no.
Shocking.
Not at that time. That wasn't happening for me.
Maybe the neck band.
Could have been.
Maybe the neck band.
Mitchell and Ness jerseys, those were big ones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was the era, especially with, you know, Nelly and the St. Lunatics. And
yeah.
Everybody was wearing, you know, everybody was wearing that stuff. That was just what it was. So,
yeah, it was what it was. Yeah, I mean, and then they had like the big pattern, like Fat Farm shirts that were like silky. You could wear them.
But let me ask you this question: were you like, how were you talking?
Oh, I was talking like no. I was talking like a Long Islander. I just had a Long Island accent, and I was not trying to sound like a black guy.
That's where I went.
Yeah,
to.
No, okay. I was not. No,
I didn't know if you threw on the. On the Fat Farm, it was like, now I'm in.
No.
Now the brothers are going to like me.
No.
What's up, homie?
No, I wouldn't do that. Okay. By the way, did you see Quentin Tarantino do that recently?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
is it brutal?
It is.
Is it cringy?
It's the cringiest.
Al, have you seen this?
I have not.
It's the cringiest one ever. I really think it is. And I forget if he curses in it. I'll check it out in the break. We could play it for you. But he's the only white guy on a stage, and he just goes straight into like the worst accent of all time. He's like, and I was with my friends, and we were like, "What you doing?" Like, oh my god, it's so bad. Like it's worse than anything Brian Kelly did when he got down to LSU. So bad. No, but we wouldn't talk like that because we also had like we played football and had a lot of black teammates. If I started talking like that, they would kill me.
Oh, 100%.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like you wear that stuff fine, but you start talking like that, right. I'm killing you.
Right. We'll kick you in your back.
Yeah, exactly.
Fly you down a flight of stairs.
Right, 100%. So, no, it wasn't like that. But all the music, you know, obviously Jay-Z was huge at that time and the R&B stuff, too. And then, like, the reggae tone started coming in at that time, too. Get out of that, Selena. Yep, that was a big one. And I did this not that long ago, but it was like a... It was sort of reggae, but it was something called like club. There was a certain type of song where it was like a reggae guy singing, and you couldn't understand like anything he was saying.
What was it, Informer?
Yeah, that one too, Informer.
Yeah.
There was that, but there was also It's I Kill 'Em What They Know.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, what is
that? That's all dry hump music, especially
yeah,
when you're a teenager.
What was the name of that? There was someone used it. Someone will send it to me, but that was. That was a big one. Like I could put myself back walking into the Belport High School.
I just
couldn't
imagine little Gio from Sayville.
Yeah. Well, not Sayville. It was Belport back then.
Belport.
If I grew up in Sayville, none of those things would have been happening. Trust me.
It's a fact.
Trust me. Because, you know, Belport, it was like
kid needs to be a scared straight. Did you see the jersey he was wearing?
Yeah. I mean, it was a melting pot in Belport. You know, definitely a melting pot. So we were going over that music. So sometimes when I go back to that era, I'm trying to tell Jerry about something or Boomer about something. Like, hey, he has absolutely no clue about it.
Oh, I can imagine the crickets that go through Boomer's head when
bringing up next.
He's like, what?
112 and all those things.
You don't play the boss? You never listen to the boss?
I mean, I...
White folks think Bruce Springsteen is like, especially from Long Island, Jersey, forget about it.
Well, Al's right there, man. He loves him. Number one.
When I got to Hofstra, man, I remember, I didn't know who Bruce was, right?
Really? What time? So you were in college, you didn't know?
No, I was from the South Bronx. We listened to Spanish music and hip-hop.
Okay.
And obviously the oldies when mom and dad wanted to be
alone.
Did
you know, like, Beethoven was?
I knew who Beethoven was.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, just because
I didn't know who Bruce was. Okay. I didn't know until I got to Hofstra, and the folks, my roommates, they were just like, man, Bruce, we got to go see Bruce. Everything was Bruce. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And they would look at me like, how do you not know? I'm just like, from the South Bronx.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
It's not a lot of Bruce going around.
Yeah, I was not. I respect the hell out of him. He was not one of my dance hall. That's what it was. Not one of my guys. Billy Joel, obviously, very Long Island. Reminds me of growing up Long Island summer, so I'm more of a Billy Joel guy. But people love Bruce, man. Absolutely love him.
Crazy about Bruce.
Kevin and Yonkers, what's going on, Kevin? Kevin?
Billy, how's it going?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
So that song you were talking about, that reggae song, is called Heads High by Mr. Vegas.
Yes. That's right. Yeah, we talked about this. Thank you, Kevin. We talked about this like a year ago. And, yeah, it's killing
Little Geo just grinded away.
There was not a lot of grinding. Steve on Long Island, what's going on, Steve?
Yeah, no, I was going to let you know it was dance hall music. Yeah, that's what they used to call it back in the day. Used to listen to it too when you and I.
Yeah, of course. Love
the show, long time, first time, man.
See, that's what gets you to call WFAN. That's awesome.
Start talking about Mr. Vegas, people get hot in the pants.
Yeah. Would you have remembered it was Mr. Vegas?
No.
Yeah, and I
just remember dry humping to that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just being alone at the Catholic school parties, just selling dreams. You're my girlfriend forever.
Yeah. I mean, you just sort of, whatever, and that's what's scary, too, is like, I mean, at that time, too, I'm playing music, I'm playing in orchestras, I'm playing in jazz bands, I'm doing all these things.
You were doing all these things?
Yeah, because I went to college for music, so, like, I was like a whole
thing. So you were into music?
Yeah, and I played it, and I was good at it. And
played the harp, right? Cello? Oh,
the bass, the harp.
The bass. Oh, there you go.
What am I, a cherub?
He almost dropped it there. Did you hear it? He almost dropped it.
The harp? Come on, man. No, it's the big bass, the big upright bass.
Oh, I get it.
So, like, I'd play either with the bow or you know, pluck the thing if it was jazz, whatever. But the point is, like, I was doing all this stuff, but then I'd be listening to Mr. Vegas in the car with my friends from football practice. It was such a weird time. You know, it was just strange.
Yeah, I was being. I was obviously Puff Daddy and everybody else in the company, and I was into all that stuff. But I think for us, from a football standpoint, man, we was obsessed with DMX.
Yeah,
DMX had us like biting at the damn door. We was just like,
for sure. Yeah, that was.
So that was we were hard for that.
Too many whats for me after a while, you know. Like after everything, said, what? And just like, and then it got to the point. It's all I was hearing.
That's all you was paying attention to.
Yeah, because it was after every sentence.
Well, just to get the, you know.
I know what it was. Can't knock it. I'm just saying, for me, like, I was into it in the beginning, and then, like, then I was just counting the whats.
I know. It's so funny you talking about music, man. I was listening to Quim and I. I was listening to Starkis. I was listening to Outkast on the way in.
Oh,
and
man.
And I was just like, it set the tone for my morning.
Yeah,
Quim and I.
You know, they had some unbelievable songs, but like if you listen to their whole album, there was so much trippy weirdness on some of that stuff. Like, especially on Andre 3000's when they did like the double album and one was his side and one was the other. Like Andre 3000, that whatever that album was, it was just, there were some tracks on there. You're like, where am I? And then Big Boys was more like up my alley.
Yeah. I mean, talk about edibles. Great edibles to throw one back and listen to.
Outkast.
Yeah.
They're not, they don't do anything together.
Do nothing. Yeah. I think they perform once or twice and they're done.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Chris in Brooklyn. What's going on, Chris?
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing? I love where this show is going, reminiscent of the 90s and stuff, the era that I grew up in, 112 and everything else. But, Willie, I got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
That bar you own up there, is that that old strip club called the Golden Lady?
No, it's up the road from the Golden Lady, though. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's not too far from the Golden Lady. The Golden Lady used to be the
that was the spot. I used to work with a moving company, piano moving company, when I got out of high school, my dad's friend.
Yeah, the piano district, the warehouse is right around the corner from us. So, yeah.
Right. And a couple of the guys would moonlight as bouncers there, you know. Uh-huh. And so I was young, and I used to go there, and I was like their little brother. So it was a lot of fun we used to have back in the days over there.
Yeah,
so I was just
terms.
Wondering, when I heard you talking about that right over the bridge, 3rd Avenue, Bruckner, I was like, oh, I wonder if that's the Golden Lady.
Yeah, since the old Sin City used to be all over there. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks,
Giuliani, cleaned all that up. He got rid of all the strip clubs. And
I mean, there's still plenty of
strip clubs. I mean, there are, but when he used to, he made like a point to kind of clean it up.
Well, the one, probably the ones that were slash prostitution places.
Aren't they all?
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Well, I guess. I mean, it depends on like what type of word you're talking. Like, you know, there's a line, I guess.
There's not like a code word. I mean, it's just how much money you have in your pocket. What are you talking about?
Giuliani cleaned it all up. So the Golden Lady does not exist anymore?
No, it doesn't. Something else it's been there? Gone for some time now.
Yeah. What's there? Like a...
I think like a charter school.
Let's go to David in the Bronx. What's going on, David?
Yeah, it's funny. There's charter schools on the old Sin City or right next to Sin City.
Yeah.
Golden Ladies or charter school. Yeah. But Willie, the bar is located in Mott Haven, South Bronx, kind of like a hot area. I'm surprised you're not even talking about it. It's kind of being talked about like the next Long Island City or Brooklyn type of thing.
They also
luxury housing. It's like a gentrified type of neighborhood, no?
Yeah, it's taking a spin, but they've also opened a men's shelter around the corner. So I think it's kind of dangling.
Multiple shelters, and they're putting that that huge building on the Bruckner going east of you is going to be hundreds of migrants or homeless or something.
Yes, yep. So I think some people are unhappy with that, but so it's different.
Great location, man.
Yeah,
that you picked out there.
Wasn't there before we brought the business. It was
that's a tough price.
Business is booming.
What's going there? Target?
No. Yep. Definitely some concern about that one.
Well, okay. Well, that's not great. But maybe these other things are happening, too, and they can even itself out. You know, some hot spot and luxury housing and those things.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well, I got to go now. I feel like I got to go check it out.
I would love to have you. I'd love to have you. Yeah.
Al, Bronx for a bar?
No, I'm good.
It's Boomer and Geo on
You'll
the
be fan. Fine. Just think you're a cop.
CBS Sports Network.
This is a strip club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous.
but I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Before we get to Jerry, Willie has a bar in the Bronx that is down the block from an old strip club that's now a charter school. And that old strip club was named the Golden Lady, which apparently was famous back in the day. So I feel like this is the only time that we could take this type of phone call since you're sitting here.
Okay.
Someone talking about the Golden Lady. So it sounds like you've had some experiences there yourself.
It's not the first strip club I've been to. The first strip club I've ever been to was called The Wedge in the Bronx. That was extremely seedy.
That was seedy?
Yeah.
Golden Lady a little more classy?
Oh, classy. They kept the lights on. So
Dom in the Bronx. What's going on, Dom?
Hey, Gio, Willie, great, thanks. Hey, you're bringing back some real great memories for me. Grew up in the Bronx. Mr. Wedge, actually, I knew the owner. My dad used to have a company down there. Yeah, that was kind of shady. But Sin City, I was like one of the only white guys who would go in there. I'd come from my Wall Street job up, have my car wait for me, go online, get patted down, go in. It was a great spot, but would see some people in there. Yeah, it was great back in the day. I'd love to get to your place. When are you there?
No time soon because we're kind of fixing up some stuff in the bar, so we're down right now. Okay. But we'll be up in the spring.
Okay, I'll look out for you. You're on Bruckner Boulevard, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, you're right near, too. It's Sobro. That's a hot area. You should open up on the other side where those luxury buildings are.
Right.
Those buildings are, yeah, I mean, I think you got a lot of people that can't don't want to pay Manhattan rents and are moving up there. That area is definitely hot.
Yeah, Don, that's a good idea. He should move to the side with the luxury apartments, not the side with the men's shelters and the migrant shelters. I think that's, would you consider?
Yeah, that's
Dom's suggestion.
It's great advice. That is outstanding advice.
Wait, so you're not even open right now?
No, we're kind of doing some repairs, getting the bar together.
You know how many people listened to this? They're like, hell, I'll go over
well,
there.
Well, I didn't
today.
Plan on talking about the bar today. I thought it was
okay, but dude, since we did, you got
to
be like,
what do you want me to do? Tell everybody,
There's going to be people banging down the door now.
Well, we'll be open soon, folks. Let's just get the place up to par.
All right. Just so that people know, if you're hearing this, like, oh, we got to stop by there, and there's just someone in the Bronx, it's not open right now, but it'll be open in the spring.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. I'm glad we got that cleared up there. But I love how this guy's kind of so, you bring back so many great memories.
I know.
Patted down and going into this seedy strip club. Yeah. I mean, that bad?
The Wedge, for sure. Golden Lady was in between. Sin City was like my, I was king there. That was heaven for me.
Okay. And but, that was, you'd rank that one at the top of those as far as?
Sin City, probably the best one.
Yeah.
That I loved. Frequent. We beat the Browns on Thursday night. We all took a plane right to Sin City.
The Steelers.
We beat the Browns on Thursday night. We had a bye week the next week. We all jumped on a plane and flew right to Sin City. Made it in time for Stripper Idol. They used to have Stripper Idol at 2:00, and that was the bee's knees. I lived for Stripper Idol.
How would it go?
Well, it would be folks who had 9-to-5 jobs would come. And they would put you on stage, and you would have to do a routine, and people would throw money at you. And then, you know, let's say if there was 5 contestants, they would all kind of cheer to see who was the best. And it was a show. I mean, you had bus drivers to, I mean, cafeteria women to nurses taking off the goods.
So you
showing this goods, excuse me.
But so when you are with the Steelers, you convince your Steelers teammates, we're getting on a plane and going to the Bronx to go to the strip club because it's that good, and they were all in on that.
Landed in Teterboro, right down to G-Dub.
That is...
Pulled up, back section, mid exit, great view, had my own seat.
I know you don't want to out the guys that went, but I got to find out who they are in the break. I need to know who jumped on that plane with you. Because I need to create this whole thing in my mind and then like put me there to try to kind of...
Walked in there, so I would always go with my crew, which was like 10 or 12 of us. Plus the guys, which was like 8 of us at the time. And we walked in looking like the Wu-Tang Clan after beating the Browns. It's amazing. Great night.
Like, think about if you're someone who's a football fan and at Sin City that night and you watch the Steelers beat the Browns and then you go out and all of a sudden the Pittsburgh Steelers walk into the place that you're at.
Yeah.
That's got to blow your mind. Here come the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
They were just in Cleveland.
Just in Cleveland. Jumped on a short bus, hit the runway. It's great.
Wild. All right. Jerry is here with Don't eat the fish at the Sin City. All right. Jerry is here with an update. What's happening, Jerry?
Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Knicks did lose to the Lakers in overtime, 113-109. The injury to Jalen Brunson, obviously the storyline, though, but no audio. Tom Thibodeau had no update afterwards. Brunson had 39 points, 10 assists when he left the game with the ankle injury in the overtime. As for the Lakers, they're winning a lot now, 8 in a row. Here is LeBron, something special starting to happen?
It's just about work. We got to continue to put the work in. We have an opportunity to get better and better each and every game, and we still continue to learn each other.
Well, it's working right now. They both, the two combined, he and Doncic combined for 63 points. Here was Doncic. How about the 8 in a row?
I mean, it's great, but we got to approach next game with the same mentality and go game by game. I know we got a tough stretch, but we got to approach these games with the same mentality and trying to get a win.
And Doncic last night to go along with his 32 points, 12 assists, and 5 steals. Just because I saw it this morning, I don't know if this was last week, it just came across today, make this very clear.
Okay.
This was Mark Cuban on WFAA saying what a lot of basketball fans or reporters were saying in terms of the deal of Doncic going from Dallas to L.A. The question was, were you surprised by the deal? Then he explains why.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course. And I've said this before. If you're, if the Mavs are going to trade Luka, that's one thing. Just get a better deal. You know, no disrespect to Anthony Davis, but I still firmly believe if we had gotten 4 unprotected number ones in Anthony Davis and Max Christie, this would be a different conversation.
And that's what a lot of people were saying.
Al, does Mark Cuban still look like a lesbian?
Yes, with the glasses.
He does, okay.
Yeah, when he wears the glasses.
No, he doesn't?
He was not wearing...
Like a lesbian?
Yeah.
Mark Cuban?
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah, I have seen it. The internet is agreeing with us.
If you could just Google Mark Cuban in glasses, you'll see.
Oh. Is it... Is it one of those things like what would white people do?
No. You don't even need to put lesbian in there.
Oh, okay.
Just put Mark Cuban glasses and it'll probably come up exactly what we're talking about.
He was not wearing the glasses in this interview.
Okay.
He looked like Mark Cuban, not a lesbian. Meantime.
Oh, yeah. Look, you have Mark Cuban glasses. It's 100%. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm doing it.
Give it a shot.
Keep talking, Jerry.
Nets Clippers tonight. Nets, meantime, did lose to the Warriors last night, 121-119. Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things, as he always seems to. He had 40, including this before the half.
7 seconds to go. Butler handling into the front court. High right wing. Gives to Curry. Turns. Launches a 40-footer. It's good! The point three. He runs right off the floor, out the tunnel, to the locker room.
Yeah, and why not? They would dominate the Nets for the most part in the second half after getting handled well in the first. Here was Curry on that heave.
That one, that's not in the practice routine, but you have an idea of where you are on the court. And as weird as it might sound, it was kind of a rhythm shot because you don't really have any other thought other than just try to get it off. So
catch and shoot, and it went in. Cam Johnson, 26 in the loss for the Nets. The Warriors, 35 and 28.
All right, what's the verdict, Willie?
I can't unsee it.
Yeah, lesbian, right?
No, it doesn't scream lesbian.
Does it whisper lesbian?
I mean, this...
Does it whisper lesbian?
No.
It just doesn't scream.
They keep putting his face next to Rosie O'Donnell, though.
Well, see, okay.
I would agree that some of them very much look lesbian. Like, others don't, but some, yeah.
I like Mark Cuban. You guys are hard on
the
guy.
If Mark Cuban walked
Pittsburgh
in with
Pittsburgh guy?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah, he was
love
actually,
him on Shark Tank.
It's amazing. I actually sent an email to his Mavericks email account when I first got to Pittsburgh to come on the show, and his assistant got back to me, and he came on the next day.
I believe it.
Wild. But if he walked in here and I never saw him before and someone like said, this is Dawn, I'd be like, oh, hey. Welcome. Picture. You know, that's what. No? You're not there
I don't
yet.
See it. I don't see it.
All right. Well.
Couple
I'm just too much of a fan of this.
From the football. Matthew, so just one more from his wife's podcast.
You really love this podcast.
Well, no, because I wanted to see if they talked about the Giants. I stopped.
I was hoping they would.
They didn't. But one thing that was clear, you know when like you make life decisions? Be good if you and your wife were on the same page.
Oh, indeed.
Never.
It seemed like in this case, they're not. Because he seems to surprise her when he references maybe 2026.
And hopefully, you know, we have a great season and get to figure it out again next year and continue to keep playing. We'll see.
Next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel pretty good right now.
Her face was like... What's this? Like next year? And then he's like, well, I feel like I'm still playing well. And yeah, we'll talk about next year. I think she thought this was it.
Well, wait a second. There were teams that were offering him 3 years.
I'm just telling you what.
No, I know. I'm not yelling at you.
Maybe in terms of dealing with the Rams again like this. I don't know. Because she made it very clear these 3 weeks were really difficult on them.
Huh.
On her anyway. Not so much him.
Well, because all the teams that were fishing for him really put a big package on the table.
Yes. So, yeah. And she also said last week, all good with the new adventure. Remember we played that audio?
Yeah.
All right, let me play you Art one more time, then I'll give you the follow-up just to refresh your memory. This was the Art Stapleton clip on McAfee about Aaron Rodgers and the Giants.
From my understanding right now, and you guys may know better than me, that they are pretty significantly down a road where they are negotiating to the point where if Aaron Rodgers ends up as a Giant before the start of the league year next year, it would not be a shock to people in this area and at the Meadowlands.
And you asked if there was a follow-up, and there was.
You're saying they're negotiating? Is that what you just said?
Well, from my understanding is that it has to be part of the negotiation, and I don't know how much Aaron can be involved in speaking with Giants brass, Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, but as far as Aaron's representatives, once the Jets made it clear, my understanding is that he can have his representatives talk to other teams.
So it's a lot of who knows, basically.
Yeah.
But there's something there. Smoke, fire.
And, Art would know for sure. Yes.
When do the Jets get him off the books? In June, right?
June, but, I mean, you could still, it's a June 1st designation. You could figure that whole thing out.
Yeah.
And just know that he's on the team, but.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, negotiating, so he's negotiating with, I mean, the Giants are talking to Aaron's agent.
His agent, that's what it sounds like. So we shall see. 2 hours ago, you guys were talking about the crazy plane person.
Yeah. Naked plane woman on Southwest. Yeah.
So it...
You could take her, Jer.
Well, maybe, but I can't take this person. Okay. So this was... 8 years ago, this happened. Be very clear. But it made me think of you know, public transportation, and I think I found Al's hero.
All right.
You may remember this, you may not. So this was a subway rider, and she sees a male doing something to himself he shouldn't be doing while on the train.
Well, I think I've seen this.
She's not having it. You might have, maybe you remember this too.
What the f- are you doing? You want to do that freaky s***? Do that off the motherfucking train.
Okay. So then she would give him a solid warning.
Do it again, and I'm getting up out this chair, and I'm going to bust your ass on this train. We understand each other? Do we understand each other? Do some freaky s*** again, and I'm going to get up out this chair, and I'm going to bust your ass. You want to rub your s***, bitch? You rub your s*** when you get off the motherfucking train.
By the way,
that's how you settle straight. We need more people like that.
I want to ride with this woman because I feel quite safe. Here she makes it very clear how unhappy she is with what she's seeing.
I'm in one of those moves. I will f*** you up on this train.
Hell
you
yeah.
Me? I can't hear you. Do you f*** hear me? Now the next stop, you get the f*** up. You hear me? You get your ass the f*** up off this train with that freaky s***.
That's the New York I know.
Wow. And then here's the last one because he's not responding, so she gets louder and really shames this guy.
Do you understand me? I can't hear you. Say I understand you, miss. All right now. We gotta understand it. Now, I've got your picture on here. Like I said, I don't give a if this ain't your stop. You get off this train with that freaky get up. Get the up.
I like it. That's that a mama right there,
that
boy.
That is amazing. Yes, she probably had her kids with her.
Yeah.
This guy's doing something he shouldn't be doing. And
I think she explained what
it.
He was doing.
What's this?
I think you can read
it. Yeah, you can tell what he was doing.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it, but like, holy cow. So I don't know why when you were talking about the bad behavior on the plane, I'm like, damn. That, I Googled
with that
it, it
freaky-ish.
Right
yeah, that was the best. I mean, to get someone who is obviously that mentally disturbed to be doing that, to like listen to your orders
well, that's
and
the problem
pull up
with
your
social-
pants and get off the train.
That's- well, that's the problem with social media. If you're like new to the city and you just, you know, especially if you have the Citizens app, you hear and see some of the most insane stuff. It makes you not want to leave your house.
I had to get Boomer to delete that Citizens app.
Citizens app makes you it turns you into Batman.
Oh, I mean, but he would, every break, he'd be like stabbing, shooting. fire department called. That could be anything.
and that was the time on the air.
Really?
Can you just please?
Citizens app will have you like locked in your apartment.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, because you don't want, I mean.
Like 3-0 kick down a flight of steps around the corner from my house.
What? Yankees, Blue Jays tonight. The Mets play as well against the Nationals, Devils, and Jets tonight, too.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A video that's out there right now. LeBron and Stephen A. Smith is getting a lot of traction. We will tell you what we think of it in about 10 minutes from now. And what we think he's saying and what expert lip readers are think he's saying. So we talked about this, and Al just picked up the phone, but I wanted to ask him about something. We always talk about who can sell out the Garden these days and who doesn't.
Music-wise or sports-wise?
Music, comedians, and I'm always impressed with anybody that can sell out Madison Square Garden.
Right.
But I'm getting to the point now that in my early 40s, I'm not knowing all of the acts that sell out the Garden. I'm like, wow, this act sold out the Garden?
Okay.
So the latest one, and I'm going to throw this out there, see if anybody knows, Dom Dalla.
Who?
Yeah, not even you.
Dom Dalla?
Dom Dalla.
Sounds like a rapper.
I think he's a DJ.
He's an Australian producer DJ.
Yeah.
33 years old.
Dom Dalla is at the Garden tonight, and it's sold out. Isn't that wild? I mean, I couldn't tell you.
Never heard of it. I guess he has one track that's pretty popular called Take It.
How many times did you say that? you know what? And by the way, it's two shows sold out. Maybe it's not sold out because maybe it is. I can't tell. But yeah. Oh, so he's a house music DJ. And I don't know.
Well, you don't listen to house.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
You went through some errors.
I definitely did.
Still trying to find yourself, I see.
No. I found myself.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as exciting as I hoped it to be. But I found myself.
Eating frozen dried pears.
I did. I ate some freeze-dried pears in the break. They're actually really good. I had had the strawberries before. The pears were a little bit better. So, yeah, so Dom Dalla. There he is. If you type in Dom Dalla into Spotify, what's the first thing that comes up? Let me see. I'll do it into my iPhone here.
I mean, house music is big with the kids. They're into all that stuff.
But it's been around for a long time. There's a lot of older cats because house music now has been around for a long
time. That's true.
Time that people know, like, even
I'm
like,
old school house. Like I grew up listening to D-Train.
Yeah, that's old school. Old school.
I had the footwork for that.
You want to hear the first Dom Dalla song that comes out?
Yeah, please.
Called Dreamin'.
Sunny days, it's such a pretty place. I see a smiling face. Woke up, but now I think I'm dreaming. All my friends, so sweet.
What's that?
And innocent.
I never heard this. Like I was in a beach.
This is like this feels like I'm in a Equinox.
Yeah. Right, or like an upscale like boutique hotel bar when you first walk in. You know?
This is.
Well, this one is. See, this is they have number one, but that might be because it's the newest. This is the one with the most plays. Let me give you this.
And how many is it? Is it like a humongous amount?
154 million.
But that's not him singing.
No, he's a DJ.
It's just him turning some knobs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I hear this and I'm looking for the exit.
I mean, I
this doesn't scream three glasses of wine and a wild night, Eddie.
No. Yeah. Well, no. It's obviously not for you, but this is surprisingly, there's a lot of, like, upbeat, like, happy house music singing stuff that I get to with,
this
vocals.
Is like Vegas pool party music.
Yeah, that to me, that's not, that I would not go to the Garden to see that. But there's guys that there's DJs out there that I used to love that had, like, the real, like, happy, upbeat, like, vocals over the beats.
Like Danger Mouse or something like that?
No. That was, like, there's a guy named Eric Murillo who was great.
There's so Long Island.
No. Eric Murillo was not a Long Island thing.
No.
He was worldwide. Unfortunately, some issues there at the end of his life.
He's no longer with us.
No. But like Avicii, another guy.
I remember Avicii.
Yeah. Another one who passed away.
Yeah.
But,
and Swedish then when, House Mafia.
Like when David Guetta first came out, too. Like he had, and that was gotten too commercial. But things like that.
Well,
you're
big in, like, you're a Dua Lipa guy, so that's kind of like
I could get into happy pop music stuff, yes, 100%. I listen to almost everything. I'm not, like, people are like, oh, I listen to everything, I'm eclectic, a lot of people say that, but I actually will listen to just about anything. If it's good, it's good. Like, I was telling you, I was into Doechii. I was listening to that the other day.
Doechii does good music.
Yeah, see?
I've been listening to a lot of Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny's latest album is fire.
Yeah?
Throw it on today.
I will.
I'm stuck in traffic. Yelling at the people in front of you, throwing some Bad Bunny.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I got two suggestions of what to listen to on the way home. One, Chris McMonagle tells me to listen to Defying Gravity from Wicked, the latest Wicked. That's what he tells me that he's into right now. I couldn't believe it.
The movie?
That's what he said,
The Green Witch?
Yeah, with Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo.
He's asking you to listen to, like, the soundtrack?
He said, listen to Defying Gravity, the song on the soundtrack. He said he's so into it. I was like, okay.
What does into it mean? Like he's
No, he says that it's his favorite song right now, and he finds himself singing it all day long. This is our overnight host here. Yeah. It's shocking to me. But anyway, you're telling me Bad Bunny. I'm going to go with the Bad Bunny on the way.
Yeah, I don't want you listening to Wicked on the way home.
I went to Wicked. I had one of the worst experiences at a show ever at Wicked. So this is when I'm living in Pittsburgh. My wife is selling alcohol for Southern Wine and Spirits. She does a really good job selling Russian Standard vodka.
Oh, man.
So she wins a trip, and it's to New York. I was hoping it was somewhere else because I know New York. But she wins a trip to New York. She can bring me. So we go to this place, the Russian Tea Room, that's selling Russian Standard vodka. And when the way they serve the vodka there is they just fill up a glass of vodka. Like, that's it. There's no ice. There's no nothing. They just fill it up in this thing, and you're expected to drink it. So we drink to fill it up, put it down, fill it up again, boom, 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 boom. And they know we're, like, from an alcohol company, too, or she was, and then it's just... So we're just absolutely waffled. So we walk out of there, and then we have to go and sit through Wicked, because that was the second part of the trip, was that you go have dinner at the Russian Tea Room, then you go to Wicked. So imagine being, like, cloud nine and just be like happy, and then walk it sitting down and go alphabet, you know, all these things. Yeah.
I've never seen it. I apologize.
It was hell. I was miserable. So I just think about that experience and like I can't do Wicked. All right, so we're going to take a couple of calls coming up next, but also this LeBron James, Stephen A. Smith video is wild. So we'll get into
people
that.
People are reading lips.
They are, and a lot of people are saying the same thing. So, and I don't think they're far off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.